what's interesting about this is you've come in and you were spiritually fed by a wonderful prayer, and then you were sung to, and then you got some exercise to boot. So, you know, what's left? So you never know what's going to happen here at Unity Renaissance, I think. That's what makes it so special. So once again, welcome everyone, and I am overjoyed to be here with you. You know, last time I was with you, I asked you a question, and it was, when was the last time you flexed your spiritual muscle of faith? Well, today, I have a question. Same thing. When was the last time you flexed your spiritual muscle of imagination? So we're going to explore that today. You know, according to Charles Fillmore, one of the co-founders of Unity, we have 12 spiritual powers, 12 spiritual capacities, gifts, whatever you might like to name them, and one of them is spiritual imagination. So today we're going to give that muscle a really good workout. Get ready. Well, you've already had a good workout. We're just going to add to that. So as I prepare to share with you the spiritual Bible verse from today, I want to inform you that I'm going to change just one word. And if by chance I am struck by lightning, I give you permission to say that was not one of Anne's best ideas. This is from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, and Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, "If you have imagination the size of a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Mountain, move,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." So I have a question for you. Is there an area in your life where you've been clinging to an old idea of what's possible for you? You know, we all do it at times. We tell ourselves stories. "I can't do that. That's not for me." Or this one, "I can never imagine myself doing that." Linda Martella Whitsitt, in her book, Divine Audacity, which I love this book, and there's a few copies of it in the bookstore, I'm just saying. She has three capacities that she attaches to spiritual imagination. They are conception, vision, and embodiment. So let's take a moment to look at them so we're really clear on what that means. The power of the conceiving power of imagination is our capacity to catch an idea and make it our own. We've all been there. We have an idea of something we would like to do, and it's just in that infancy stage, right? Just thinking about it. Then we have the visioning power of imagination. That is our capacity to dream of what has not yet manifested. But have you ever done that? You can feel yourself doing it. You can hear yourself doing it. You imagine and vision what that will be like, even though it has yet to manifest. And then finally, the embodying power of imagination. That is the pinnacle of creation. When we step forward and with our vision and idea, we fully embody it, and then it comes to fruition. So I want you to take a moment to just think about something you've desired in your life, a dream or a longing that you have that is near and dear to your heart, something you've been pondering. Could be that you're getting ready to go off for college. Could be that you'd like to... I wonder who that is in this room. It could be that you've wanted to run a 5K race. Anybody have that dream or desire? Okay, there. Yes, and Barbara, we know you do that every day. So you may want to do a deeper dive into spiritual teachings. Now, for me, one small thing I wanted to do and I've thought about is improving my golf game. So I've conceived the idea, and I visioned it. I want you to vision with me. I hit the ball. It goes down the fairway, nice and straight. It's headed towards the hole. All I have to do then is a chip and a putt. Boom, in it goes. I can see it. But apparently, I haven't quite embodied it yet. Because I tell you, my scores indicate I've got a long way to go on that. So I want to share a quote with you from The Power of Awareness, written by Neville Goddard. It goes like this. Disregard appearances, conditions, in fact, all evidence of your senses that deny the fulfillment of your dreams. Let me say that again, a little bit slower. Disregard appearances, conditions, in fact, all evidence of your senses that deny the fulfillment of your dreams. And then he goes on to say, rest in the assumption that you are already what you want to be. For in that determined assumption, you and your infinite being, since I'm changing words here, I will change this to you and your imagination, are merged in creative unity. And with your imagination, all things are possible. So this morning I have a challenge for you. Could this be the morning that whatever it is you've been pondering, and think about that, think about what you've been pondering, whatever it is you're thinking of stepping into or stepping out of, that you see the possibilities, the opportunities, the ways that you could march forward and claim, today's the day. Move, mountain, move, because anything is possible. Now, I want to share this story, and I just so enjoy it. Lisa Carter, who many of you may know, she's holding her head right in her hand. Oh, what's coming? Well, we were in a class recently together, a metaphysics class, and so we were all talking in the class, and she shared. Well, before I tell you what she shared, I'm going to tell you this. In my opinion, Lisa Carter is a seamstress. She is that good at sewing, and if you've ever and if you've ever seen anything that she's sewn, you couldn't help but agree. Okay, so in the class, she talked about the fact that she had bought some material, fabric, because she wanted to make a coat. So she brought the fabric home, and she hung it up, and she looked at it. She made a pattern for it. She hung it up. She looked at it. The thing is, and this is what made me laugh, was she bought the fabric 25 years ago. Right, Lisa? Yes. And so, you know, it was kind of like this. Oh, that fabric looks so pretty up there. And oh, look at that pattern. One day, I'm going to make a coat. You know, so definitely, was she not in the conceiving and visioning stage? But she shared with the class that she is ready to step up now and make that coat. So sometimes our dreams and vision do take a while before they come to fruition. So I just want you to think about that for a moment, because some of your dreams and visions may take a while to manifest. But I imagine that we can all think of our heart's desires, a dream that we've had, and for whatever reason, we have just yet to bring it to fruition. So I want to share my own personal experience in that. My journey to ministry was a long time in the conception and visioning stage. At least 20 years. That's why I can relate to Lisa Carter's story so well. All right. I knew a few years after attending Unity Renaissance that I was hearing a call to ministry. But here's what I did. I let the voice of doubt creep in. And this is what I said. I can't imagine doing that. And it wasn't until I truly imagined and embodied it that my dream of ministry came to fruition. And the ways and means of which it happened are just a wonderful part of the experience that I have. And let me tell you, when I said yes to it, my life changed forevermore. And I still celebrate that within myself. Now, the book, How to Let God Help You, was written by Myrtle Fillmore. Co-founder of Unity also, Myrtle and Charles Fillmore. It's very practical teachings, and she wrote a chapter in the book called Life is a School. And this is what she said. As we leave old circumstances, beliefs, and habits behind and seek to understand, we enter into and get the blessings out of the larger life, which is ever opening to us. So here's something I thought was interesting. She's not talking about like the school of hard knocks. Okay, so if your dreams and desires find you enrolling in the school of hard knocks, immediately withdraw. Get out, sign out, let it go. See instead for yourself that your dreams and heart's desires unfold with ease and grace. And the one thing she ended on was this: we should then turn our attention within and devote ourselves to those thoughts and acts which make for poise, order, and success. Now, Shel Silverstein is an American poet. I love this guy. He writes poetry for children, but I got to tell you, there's always a message in there for adults. He's quirky as he can be, but listen to this, and you may or may not be able to see that up there. It comes from the book Falling Up. So let me read it to you. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long, I feel that this is right for me. I feel that this is wrong. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside. Pretty powerful that we all have this inner voice of wisdom within us. So I wanted to share with you, I saw an excerpt from 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, and Sharon Alfonsi, a reporter, shared a story about a skier named Jacob Smith and how he skied Big Sky Mountain in Montana. So this is what it looks like, and I want to read this to you because I thought this was so funny. I visited the website, and here's how they described Big Sky. Surrounded by the beauty of the greater Yellowstone region, wide open spaces meet dramatic peaks and create unique mountain experiences. Whew, I would say so. Look, just take a look at it. I don't even ski, and it sounds pretty terrific. So the question is, can you imagine yourself going down that? Yes, I can imagine. But that's all I can do is right now, just imagine. All right, now this is Jacob Smith, okay? He's getting ready to ski down the Big Couloir, which is an unbelievable slope in Big Sky. It is a narrow, rock-filled edges, and it's 1,400 feet down. So here's the thing about Jacob. He is legally blind. His visual acuity is rated, if you would just go back one more for a moment, is rated 2,800, four times the level of legal blindness. So when Jacob was 8, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor the size of a baseball that was putting extreme pressure on his optic nerve, which led to blindness. So many surgeries and lots of rehab later, and I am telling you, it was a lot of rehab. At the age of 12, he pursued his dream, his longing, his desire to ski down the Big Couloir. So this slide that you're looking at is a slide that 60 Minutes, in conjunction with his doctors and their graphic artist, put together something that would show you basically what Jacob sees all the time, and particularly when he's skiing. So he has extreme tunnel vision and no depth perception. And it's blurry, isn't it, to say the least. Okay. So how does Jacob ski like this? One way, and a really important way, is his family. It helps keep him on course, his friends, lots of supporters. When Jacob is getting ready to ski, he says, I'm dropping, 3, 2, 1. So if you would go to the slide that shows Jacob on the, oh, can you see him? Do you see the, do you see the arrow? Okay, so we'll get it to a little bit better picture in a moment, but that is Jacob before he, you know, as he's going down the hill. He wears a headset, and his dad wears a headset, and his dad guides him down the mountain, giving him directions on how to turn, how to avoid obstacles, and guides him to the finish line. I feel safe in saying, you know, that we all need a little bit of support as we pursue our dreams and our aspirations. And I know that without the support of family and friends, my ministerial journey would have been a lot more challenging than it was. And I want you to know also, dear souls here at Unity Renaissance, individually and collectively, you were a wonderful support for me as I moved forward in my dream and aspiration. And I have to say, one person in particular, Deborah Amy, she had a headset on for 4 years, I'm telling you. You know, she would send me messages. Some of them were in code. I couldn't understand them, but most of them I got. And she definitely ensured that I did not hit any obstacles, and she saw me through to the finish line. So I will always treasure and love the support that you gave me, Deb. Thank you. Yeah. So let's get back to Jacob for a moment. There's a video I'd like you to see, and this is where he's actually skiing down the mountain. So let's take a look at that. There.
This is Big Sky, Montana, home to some of the steepest and most challenging ski slopes in the country. And that is Jacob Smith, who is blind. 3 years ago, he was just 12 years old as he made his way to the top of the 11,000-foot-high Lone Peak to ski down it. Watch this.
Dropping in 3, 2, 1.
Jacob drops into the Big Couloir, a narrow, rock-walled 1,400-foot chute. That dot is him, making his way turn by turn. A wrong move can be catastrophic. The run has a 50-degree slope, which means if you slip down the couloir, there's little chance you can stop yourself.
When you're standing at the top, you feel like if you move, you're gonna die.
And that's the moment most people would say, you know what, maybe not a good idea.
Yeah, but I'm kind of just like, well, I'm already up here, so I gotta make it down somehow.
He did, and became the only legally blind athlete to ski the legendary run.
You did it!
That was awesome. History just has been made.
Forever.
Ah, oh, that's so sweet. At the very end, I'm not sure you could hear it, his brother said, history has been made, and he said, forever. So he fulfilled his longing, his dream, his desire with support from family, friends, and probably many more folks than we'll ever realize. So how do we take the necessary steps to drop into our dreams, our own version of dropping? 3, 2, 1. So first, we must own the truth of who we are. We are all amazing spiritual beings. So I'm going to change another word to I am an amazing spiritual being. And I want you to let that settle in for yourself for a moment. Yeah? Just say it to yourself for a moment. And now let's say it together. I am an amazing spiritual being. Scripture says you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So when we know and embrace the truth about ourselves, who and what we are, there's no holding back. There is only room to accept the multitude of magnificence that we are. The multitude of magnificence that we are. Ah, the question is, do we truly believe that? Right, that's always the other side of the coin. Are we willing to live our lives from that place? We must own the truth of who we are. And number two, we must connect with our passion. You know, sometimes we don't even consciously think about the things we want. We are simply influenced by the hundreds of media messages that we get each day. And these messages make us believe that if we look a certain way, we dress a certain way, own a certain car, whatever it might be, that life will be good for us. We can get dazzled by all those promises. But it's important for us to explore the depths of our own desires and longings. What is your soul yearning for? What is your soul urging you to do that you have been scared to do? If you're not sure, be willing to go deeper and listen to that inner voice until you finally hear what your soul is calling you to do. And number three, commit yourself to living full out and without regret. I would say you were living full out a few minutes ago when you were marching around. Many of us say we want something, and we spend a lot of time dreaming and desiring and thinking about it, but we never take the steps to actually do it. And here's what I want to say, like, woohoo, I'm standing up here. If I can stand up here, my dear friends, you can do anything. And so now I want you to take one more peek at a video with Jacob Smith. And in this video, he says at the end, words of wisdom that for me are far beyond his years. Take a look and see what you think.
Dad, drop in 3, 2, 1.
Finishing 19th out of 41 competitors. For Jacob, success isn't about the trophy. It's about freedom. Showing others how to negotiate obstacles, even when you can't see them coming.
Coming to the finish line, there you go.
Honestly, no matter what gets thrown in front of you, what kind of comes out of nowhere and strikes you, takes you off guard a little bit, there is always a way to conquer it, to adapt, to make it happen, and then still do what you want to do.
So let's take a look at that quote one more time. Honestly, no matter what gets thrown in front of you, what kind of comes out of nowhere and strikes you, takes you off guard a little bit, there is always a way to conquer it, to adapt, to make it happen, and still do what you want to do. You know, Jacob may have been, his outer vision may have been taken away, but would you agree his inner vision was just unbelievable, and he figured out a way to accomplish his dreams. So in conclusion, no matter what has happened in your past, no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how long you've waited to take action on your dreams and desires, today is a new day. From this day forward, let us all just embrace our dream, choose to live life full out, and always remember, anything is possible. So what? Oh. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to settle into a time of meditation and. A lot of this meditation comes from Divine Audacity, Linda Martelowitz's book, on the section called Imagination. So I invite you to begin to allow yourself to just settle in. Feet on the floor, of course. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to become fully present right here and right now. And as we allow ourselves to breathe deeply and fully, we create an opening of possibilities for ourselves. The divine is in you, moving through you, as you, and as an expression in your life and out into the world. And so now let my words be your words. So I breathe into the center of my brain, between my eyes and my ears, where the power of imagination resides. I imagine the color of the midday cloudless sky, the palette of spiritual imagination. By the power of conception, I catch a marvelous idea of what I can be, what I can do, and what I can experience. The marvelous idea I have grasped fleshes out as a vision and a purpose. Like a seed planted in the ground and watered, this idea is nurtured by my power of vision. I call forth within me my rightful divine capacities, pouring them out in fulfillment of my purpose. I have eyes to see the good within me. I have eyes to see the good around me. And I have eyes to see the good path ahead of me. As we prepare to go into the silence, let us take this thought with us. Whatever seems impossible, by the power of my imagination, I declare all things are possible. So gently, ever so gently, bring your awareness back to this glorious day and bring back with you this feeling of new possibility. Swing wide the door and say yes to a greater experience of life, a greater experience of spirit, and yes to the deeper commitment to being all you were meant to be. And so it is. Amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace. Show, Spirit, show through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding
love. As if this service hasn't already been